Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The 64th Annual Soldana Chamber of Commerce Awards celebration, spotlighting individuals and businesses for outstanding service to the city of Soldana, was hosted at the Soldana Regional Sports Complex on Tuesday, a celebration of achievements for 2022. The luncheon paid tribute to those who have made the community a better place to live, work, and do business. Nominations are reviewed and voted upon by an awards committee, which consists of Chamber Board members. The Volunteer of the Year Award went to Matt Brown with Operation Children First. Brown, after overcoming addiction, had a desire to give back to the Kenai Peninsula community, especially the kids. In 2017, he started Operation Children First, a nonprofit organization to help local families in need, whether that be giving toys, clothing, or financial assistance. Erin Michicki received the Commitment to Youth Award for her many years of volunteer work and time with youth activities throughout the Kenai Peninsula. Jeff Kalifka, an attorney, was awarded the Person of the Year Award for his work with community nonprofits and projects, including spearheading the Soldana Fieldhouse Yes Vote effort. The Civic Affairs Award went to Annette Villa and Beauty for Ashes. Villa was recognized as a wife, a mother of nine, a steadfast volunteer in the community, and the owner of multiple small businesses. The vision of Beauty for Ashes Alaska is to bring continued hope to those in the darkest places by providing a physical place of safety and comfort. The Excellence in Profession Award was given to Stephanie Queen, the city manager of the city of Soldana. The award recognizes an individual who attained and personified the highest level of professional excellence in business and or their profession. Queen is responsible for running a multi-million dollar corporation. She also bridges the gap between politics, the community, and the city administration. Melody Allen of Mills Cafe was awarded the Commitment to Customer Service Award for exemplifying and promoting quality customer service. Sarah Erickson of Alaskans received the Small Business of the Year Award. Alaskans is the first company in the world to make dog treats from our wild Alaskan fish skin, salmon, cod, and halibut. The Chamber Business of the Year Award was awarded to Hillcorp Alaska. For nearly 11 years, Hillcorp has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in the Cook Inlet Basin, ultimately reviving and extending the life of the oil and gas industry on the Kenai Peninsula. In doing so, the company supports dozens of local businesses and hundreds of local jobs on the Kenai Peninsula. And John Davis, the owner of our radio stations and the KSRM Radio Group, was awarded the Pioneer Award for his over 50 years of service on the Kenai Peninsula. Davis and his three partners formed KSRM Incorporated in 1972 and purchased KSRM AM. The corporation built new studios and offices at mile 6.5 of Cay Beach Road. In 1976, they put KWHQ-FM on the air as the first FM on the peninsula. John Davis purchased the corporation in 1982 and then added KSLD AM and KKS FM to the group in 1994. In addition to doing morning drive on KSRM for over 25 years, John created two of the station's most popular shows, Sound Off in 1970 and Tradio in 1969. His philosophy on radio is local community service first and foremost. He believes in news, sports, music, and weather. Our radio stations must be the hub of the wheel in our community, with the spokes of the community service reaching into and serving every meaningful area of our listeners' lives. Davis has given back to the community as the borough assemblyman for 13 years and membership in the Soldana Rotary Club, Kenai and Soldana Chambers of Commerce, Alaska Broadcasters Association, Kenai Soldana Chapter of the Safari Club International, the National Rifle Association, and his church, Peninsula Bible Fellowship. For more on all the awards presented by the Soldana Chamber of Commerce, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Alaskans could get a permanent fund dividend of nearly $4,000 next year. Governor Mike Dunleavy made the announcement on Thursday during a press conference to unveil his budget proposal for next year. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.